What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
John, one of the moments, if not the moment, from the Lions preseason game on Friday was what happened to Maurice Norris.
Yeah.
And there was kind of that sinking feeling in your stomach. The teams did the right thing. They said, we're not finishing this game. It's a preseason fourth quarter. We don't need to be doing this.
Yeah, and I think we had even heard from Dan in one of the quotes that I heard was both teams, if they didn't cancel it from then on out, both teams were just going to take a knee until the game was over.
Yeah, we're not doing this. In terms of football and the safety of the game, you wanted to open up a conversation.
Yeah, I heard this on Saturday as I was listening to the radio, and the way it was presented really irked me. And it is, whenever an injury like this happens, people always ask the question, should you let your kids play football? These are rare occurrences. Head injuries are not. They're more rare now. The numbers are better with the helmets. At practice, the numbers have gone way down, and some of it is there's less contact in practice. There's just more awareness of different techniques of how to practice without putting yourself at risk of whether it's knee injuries, head injuries. Injuries are going to happen. They happen in sports. You expose yourself to that risk. But whenever one of these happens, it always begs the question, should you let your kids play football? And my answer has always been, and it will shock no one, that yes. And part of it is because of the technology of helmets. It is the technique. It is the coaching has gotten better at almost every level. And it's that trickle down where, hey, college coaches go and talk to the NFL coaches about what type of research are you hearing and what type of drills are you doing to prevent some of these injuries. And then all of a sudden, it's the high school coaches that go to the clinics that college coaches put on, and they get exposed to that as well. So it's the type of drills that they're doing. It's the techniques that they're using. It's the rules of the game that are decreasing head injuries in at every level of football. And so my question is to parents, when you have a moment like this, does it make you pull back and say, I'm not going to let my child play football? Or do you take the necessary precautions to make sure that they have the right equipment, that they have the right individuals coaching them, and that they're doing the right things, and you just accept that in any sport? Because there's always this comparison between, well, if they don't play football, what are they going to play? Well, they go to soccer. Well, there's a lot of head injuries in soccer. Not as many as football, but there are a lot of head injuries in soccer, whether it's through heading the soccer ball or it's just incidental collisions that happen. There are a lot of them in soccer as well. And so I'm not going to sit here. I'm not going to go the age-old debate of, is it football or is it soccer? That, to me, is ridiculous.
Well, it doesn't have to be one or the other. So I played high school football. I enjoyed playing high school football. I got a lot out of playing high school football. Mm-hmm. But the one thing I have a hard time with is if people would say, well, can't I get those same life lessons playing another sport? The answer would be, yeah, of course. You can learn teamwork and and discipline and showing up for a schedule,
leadership.
You could learn that playing baseball, hockey, soccer, basketball, lacrosse. There's a lot of sports that can teach your kids those life lessons that don't end up with what we saw on Friday night or anything near it. Right, in terms of the head-to-head collisions.
Yeah, but you could still have head-to-head collisions.
Less often in the other sports. So if I was like, hey, I want my kid to be active and in good shape and learn sportsmanship and teamwork and camaraderie, you can do all of that without the risks of football. So what do you say to parents who... Because that's the one thing I don't know how to answer that. Because they're right.
Well, yes. The incidents that happen in basketball are less, but it can still happen.
Right.
The incidences that happen in soccer, in baseball, in all of these sports are less, but it can still happen. So you're putting your child is, I'm not saying you're putting your child at risk. Your child is at risk no matter what sport you're playing.
So, but what if they say, I just want the risk to be lower and I'll put them in lacrosse?
Any parent is going to make that decision that they believe. And I'm not going to sit there and say, well, you know, you're being a bad parent if you're not allowing your child to play football. And it's just everyone has a different level of risk that they're willing to assume. The thing that I would harp on is talk to whether it's 10-year-old football. Because I coached more when Jack was at that level than I do now. I still stop by every once in a while. But I always look at what type of coaching are they getting? What skills are they learning? Is it just, hey, put the pads on, get out there and hit as hard as you can? Because there are those coaches.
If
you have that as your coach, I would say I wouldn't let Jack play in that. I wouldn't let Teddy play in that.
Get out of that.
But there is, if you play the game right, you're never going to make that injury rate zero. But you can minimize it with good technique and good coaching.
But even with good technique and good coaching, you're at a greater injury risk playing football than a lot of other sports.
Sure, you can wear your seatbelt and still die in a car wreck.
Right. But again, I'm not even advocating against playing football. I played it and enjoyed it, but I'm just trying to have like an open conversation. If there are people with concerns out there from the Norris hit or just generally speaking, what are they? 248-539-9797. How do you handle this? Because, John, I think another part of this is, what if your 11-year-old really wants to play football? He watches with dad on Saturdays and Sundays. His buddies are playing. At what point does what the kid want supersede, even if you feel like, well, I could put him in soccer or basketball and he would be safer? Well, what if the kid really wants to play football? How do you handle it? 248-539-9797.
I would also say, especially at a young age, it can happen at any time. But chances are much less if you are, like, Jack played for the Plymouth Steelers. And at that age, kids aren't fast enough. Most of them would happen if they fall down and they hit their head on the ground.
Right.
All right? So if your kid is that type of athlete, then they're probably going to fall off their bike. but it's always a risk. But especially with the younger age groups, it's even, and I know coaches say, well, I don't want to, you know, moms or dads will say, I don't want, you know, my little guy to be playing against somebody that's that big. Well, chances are at that age, that really big dude is not moving that fast.
I've also heard the argument you let them start later. Well, but then they're at a technique disadvantage when the kids are
not
bigger.
Not necessarily. I disagree with that because I didn't play.
So?
No, I didn't play until I was in, and a lot of people will look at this and say, that's later. I didn't play until I was in seventh grade.
Sure. I mean, that's when I got started. But you're an exception. Like, you're an exceptional athlete, right? I mean, that's kind of how that works.
But my point is you still have plenty of time. If your son or daughter wants to play football, it doesn't have to be at 8 years old. It can be in sixth or seventh or even eighth grade. And if they're dedicated enough, they'll make up that loss in time by being able to... They're going to be a better athletes at that age anyway and pick up sports and skills and techniques faster.
Ticket text 248-539-9797. People weighing in, obviously, on the scary moment at the end of that preseason game. Maurice Norris had to leave the game and we're getting good word on him now. But John, people in the moment are going, this is scary stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And the game of football is incredibly violent. We want to have that conversation with parents, right? Because you heard a conversation over the weekend, and we want to do the conversation about safety in the game and whether you want to let your kids play it or not. And the thing I always struggle with is, because I played high school football and enjoyed it, is when people say, well, can't I get a lot of the same life lessons without the CTE risks? And mm-hmm. the answer is yes, you can. You can play a bevy of other sports that'll teach you a lot of the same life lessons without the risk.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But John, you played it and you swear by it and your kids play it. And yeah, that perspective is valid.
And a lot of it. And so the incidences of head injuries have gone down over the past decade. And some of that is equipment, better helmets. Some of that is rules in the game, because those rules are also worked on at practice. And it's also coaching. I mentioned the trickle down. From the NFL to college coaches, from college coaches to high school coaches, from high school coaches to youth football coaches. A lot of the techniques, a lot of the drills that they're doing all teach the appropriate way, whether it's making a tackle, it's blocking up front, it's doing things the right way, and those are all emphasized at a majority of the levels. Not all, because we need more youth, really good football coaches.
To your point, Ticket Texture says, Pee Wee football is killing high school football. Dumb dads who want to do Oklahoma drills every practice and bull in the ring. Kids get hurt. They don't come back.
I've seen some of that. Beyond that, I don't want to say anything.
Not in the
chill out, tough guy.
Yeah.
There's a few tough guy coaches out there that just take it too far.
Yes.
These are fifth and sixth graders you're dealing with.
Right. Yeah, I mean, and you got to put the ego aside. Like, you're not playing anymore.
Yeah, I think they are.
And it's a different techniques have changed so much. And I mean, just the awareness. Most coaches would tell you, Tom, I don't know if you played high school football. I know, Jim, you did.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you're much younger than I am. But at that time, they would have the fountain going over in the corner. And it was a sign of weakness if you went to get water.
Oh, I know. I haven't seen that.
That has all changed, right? There are plenty of water breaks. The emphasis is on hydrating, especially with the heat that the kids are going to be experiencing. High school football is starting practice today.
Yeah.
That has completely changed. Along with it has been the mentality of how you practice, and the skills, the techniques, and the coaching has also taken leaps forward.
I mean, I suffered a significant injury playing hockey as a kid. I broke my femur when I was 12. I mean, that doesn't happen very often, okay?
Yeah.
And it's the reason I didn't play high school football, because I was kind of emotionally affected by that and didn't get over it. In hindsight, I regret it. It took a few years to kind of just get completely back. It was a 15-month recovery.
Yeah, that's a lot.
From start to finish, in terms of getting the rod out of your leg and all that stuff. That was a new surgery at the time.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot for a younger kid. Says, in the 90s, we used to pick our helmets out of a pile. Now high schoolers are properly fitted. Coaches inspect them. It does make a difference, says Go Dragons. Mm-hmm. Tech says, I'm obsessed with football. I've watched it my whole life, played at multiple levels. If my kid begged to play because he loved it, I may cave, but I would go out of my way to educate them on all the dangers.
So we have allowed our kids to play tackle football since once tackle starts in second. It's flag before that. Or in third, I think, was tackle.
Yeah.
My big thing on this has always been, if they get a concussion, it's how we're dealing with it. Like, it's all of a sudden, if they get one in their six-game season, I'd prefer to shut them down.
Well, yeah, one is makes two more likely, right? That's what the numbers
exactly.
suggest.
And then come back next year. And if my kids were to get a second concussion, I would be extremely adamant about them not playing anymore. Because that's where this gets crazy, is it's the amount of concussions. It's the piling on.
Tech says there are tens of thousands of hits a year in a football season. There's danger, but statistically speaking, there are more dangerous things for a kid to do than football. Let the kids play. It's a no-brainer. The risk is not worth the reward. It's much higher risk than other sports. I won't be able to live with myself if I put him into football and he suffered a detrimental head injury. Again, higher risk in football.
It is a higher risk, but it's the percentages of what happened on Friday night.
Oh, it's
that's
rare.
The extreme.
Oh, it's rare.
Very rare.
The only time I'd seen anything like that was DeMar Hamlin. And
right, but that wasn't a head injury.
No, I know, completely different. And before that, I mean, I hadn't seen anything like that where we just cancel a game.
Yeah, I mean, so the reaction to that one, I mean, are you not going to let them play because you think their heart's going to stop? No, I mean, it was a very unique, fluky situation.
Dave and Trenton, good morning. You're on 97.1.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, gotcha. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Okay. Hey, I'm good. John's going to recognize me, but coached football for 9 years, and the number one thing, everyone, go look at the coach. Go look at the program. See what they're doing. There are, like, to the point that was made earlier, there are a lot of really, really bad youth football coaches. But if you got a good one, it's going to make all the difference in the world. I coached youth football for 9 years. I had two, maybe, concussions. They were not, neither one of them were ever verified, but two. And to John's point, you know, 8, 10, 12, 13-year-olds, they're not going at that high speed. It's just, and so everyone's getting better at the tackling. The other thing I want to say, I wanted to defend football. You talk about the other sports. So, yeah, you can go learn culture. You can go learn teamwork. But football is the ultimate team sport, and I don't want to miss that point. Like, where else can a big kid play? So soccer, baseball, they all highlight a kid that's, you know, lean muscle mass, fast, those kind of things. Football, everyone gets to play. And so go find your coach and make sure they're teaching them right, and they're going to learn more. I've been through a lot of things. I'm wrapping this up. I've been through a lot of things. I'm a Marine and learned a lot of things. But still, what I learned between those lines as a football player, I outweigh everything. And so I want to defend football when you compare it to the other sports. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.